There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Well, we hope to say hi to Ty Bollinger, because we are going outside the box, as he's probably at the Jack in the Box. No, not the fast food restaurant. I think there's, like, hotels on the road called Jack in the Box, or it's going to be Ty in the Box. We got a place for him to stay. He's on the road. He's doing Quest for the Cures Continues, the next edition, international edition, in fact, and we're going to find out where he is momentarily as soon as we can bring him up on the hotel. I guess they've got a special radio studio set up for him. Or maybe a telephone, even.
Broom closet, you know.
We'll see where it goes. You know, more with these vaccine mandates, I have to bring this always back to the concept of withdrawing consent, because there's a lot of people that, you know, even Barbara Lo Fisher, and God love her, I do, she's wonderful, talks about, let's make our democracy work. And, it doesn't matter who I says it, you know, people that I love and care about, they say it. We are not a democracy, at least by definition constitutionally. There's no mention of it. We were promised, or let's say guaranteed, a Republican form of government. It wasn't even technically a republic. It's interesting. These nuances are important to me. Ultimately, I'd like to teach more of that, but I realize it's too much for people to consider that the form of government now we live under, in the bankruptcy of the de jure United States, now we live under a corporate de facto United States in bankruptcy. And of course, anybody who has a social security number, if you give your birth certificate to your kids, you see what they do to you. You become subservient to them instead of the other way around. You become enslaved to the state or slaves of the state. And that's offensive to some, I realize, because, well, slavery is only this and this. No, slavery is many things in many forms. And one of the things is they can mandate that you get your kids vaccinated. It means you don't have ownership or control of your kids, whatever you believe. You're not even stewarding for them, because the state overrules your parental authority to say, no, we don't want that injected into our children. But then they make it, okay, you don't want to vaccinate, fine, but then you don't get to come, you don't get to send your kid to school, right? Now, I've said this for many years, I don't really, I'm not a big fan of government indoctrination centers. Okay? I said it. You've heard me say it. I would love it if more people homeschooled. I think that's an ideal way, although people are saying, well, you don't socialize your kids, but the homeschool groups I've seen, very social. A lot of socialization happening in the groups, and it's not the isolation thing that people like to claim it is. Well, sure, some, but there's a lot of problems in public school and the way they socialize there. I mean, just put your kid in a public middle school. That's the scariest place, the absolute scarier than high school, I think.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. You know, at that point, with the raging hormones and everything, it's bonkers. And the amount of illicit street drugs that are going on there, although we'll find that those are indeed safer than the FDA-approved variety this hour when we get TMB up and running. Daniel, we got TMB up and running yet? We're still having trouble connecting. Just reconnecting them, okay? So, you know, as I talk about withdrawing consent, don't ask for permission where none is required. But if you accept the benefit from government, they expect you to play by their rules. And that's the point. We now have the benefit society, the welfare society. And I believe even, I know this is going to upset some folks, the whole idea of public school is a benefit. Sure, they say it's from taxes that are collected off of property. But if it were property, it wouldn't even be taxed. It's real estate. That's a whole other realm as well. And these are important things to consider, but I know they go too far for a lot of folks. TMB, you with us?
I'm here.
Yay, hallelujah. The phone works in the... What are you, in the Jack in the Box Hotel? What's going on, man? Budget up.
I was on before. There was some kind of a problem there at the studio.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear your voice. By the way, if I ask where's Waldo, you know what I mean. Which city are you in? Are you at liberty to say, are you in a hidden bunker somewhere because of what you're doing with the quest for the cures?
I'm in parts unknown at this point. I'm unable to say. No, I'm in Atlanta, actually. We just drove right past the CDC and the ACS and R. Thomas.
No, you don't drive by R. Thomas. You go in and eat.
Well, I had to get here to do the interview.
Okay, well, you know, if I can't have R. Thomas, you can't have R. Thomas. That's just the kind of guy I am.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're in Atlanta. We just came down from Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
And then came over from Nashville to Asheville yesterday and did some interviews in both cities. And now we're here to hit up the guys at Better Way Health tomorrow and do several more interviews.
Oh, Reggie and the gang. Oh, my gosh. You got to give them big hugs from me, Ty, because I miss them. I want to get back up to my home studio, so to speak, in Atlanta again.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Reggie will be there. Dr. Z, Dr. Jockers will be over there.
Nice.
And, you know, I hate to tell you, but I think that we might eat at R. Thomas tomorrow night. But when we do, I'll have an extra wing for you.
Yeah, well, you're very kind. Yeah, then the thing is, you could go out tonight at 2 a.m. if you get hungry and have breakfast there. I mean,
they're 24-hour, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. So if you need a midnight snack, you're in good. And Richard Thomas is going to treat you well. Those of you who know Atlanta, R. Thomas Deluxe, man, that's the place to be. And 24 hours, and it's not a Waffle House. So that's
you know,
cool.
The only problem with that is the fact that it's Atlanta traffic, and I'm not leaving the hotel at this point. It was brutal getting here.
Yeah, no, going through the downtown connector, as they say,
yeah.
Not a good plan without your gas mask and everything else that's spewing out of these cars. So, but I'm glad you're safe there. I'm glad you're going to hook up with our friends.
Yeah.
And it should be pretty awesome. Again, and we're going to see you. You're going to see me in Naples as we get together with Sayer G and more on Friday.
Friday night, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be seeing you in the afternoon at Shangri-La, along mm-hmm. with Thayer.
Yep.
And we'll go to Food and Thought and have some fun there.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Hey, listen, I wanted to open up discussion because the vaccine issue, of course, is big and bad everywhere as they're trying to remove the exemptions. I talked about different strategies. We had Barbara Lowe Fisher on from the NVIC. And then there's a story out of Africa, Ebola. It's disappeared. Now, we would think that's good, but they're complaining. Those that are trying to make the vaccines are going, where'd the Ebola go? Now we don't, how are we going to test their vaccine? We're not going to know if it worked. It's gone. Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, they've got to have some reason to hawk their poisons on us. And mm-hmm. that was a reason, you know, Ebola, take the vaccine. So now it's gone away. They're sad. They don't have a place to sell all their toxic poisons. They'll have to invent something else. But that's, you know, that's what vaccines are. It's interesting. In Asheville this afternoon, the last interview that we did was with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he talked quite a bit about vaccines today. And by the way, he says hello.
Oh, fantastic. What a great guy. We need to get him back on again soon.
Yeah, he mentioned the fact that he had done your radio show in the past and enjoyed it. So that was one of the things that Dr. Blaylock did talk about today was the vaccines and the fact that they all cause inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
They do pass through the blood-brain barrier, the mercury, the aluminum, and they do cause brain swelling. They do cause brain damage. They do cause brain tumors. They do cause mm-hmm. autism. They do cause Parkinson's and so forth. The guy is just, he is the worst nightmare of the enemy because he is articulate.
Mm-hmm.
He's not overly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
He's not anything that they paint us up to be. He is a scientist that's got a huge brain, that's done
yep.
more research than anybody that I know of on health and on cancer and on vaccines and excitotoxins. And he really, he could just shred anybody on the other side when talking about these issues. His interview was incredible.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, his physical stature, he could shred them physically too.
I was looking up to Dr. Blaylock, let's just say.
Yeah, and his biceps are like Ty Bollinger-sized biceps.
I didn't want to compare at this point. I haven't worked out in a few weeks.
Well, listen, yeah, Russell Dynamite, that you got him in for the next session. And I can't wait. All the things that are going to be revealed in the next segments of the Quest for the Cures. Now, one of the things, even beyond the issue of the cancer, There is apparently reports that over 500,000 Americans now have drug costs approaching or exceeding $50,000 every year.
Per person?
Yes, yes. Over 500,000 Americans now have a drug bill exceeding $50,000. I mean, I think most Americans don't make $50,000 in a year.
They don't. And so, the insurance companies are footing that bill. Here's the interesting thing, and this goes right in line with one of your favorite mantras, that the worst thing that you can have in the United States is good health insurance. Over the last couple of days, I've interviewed, five people. Of the five people, three of the five said that basically the same thing that you've been saying about about that fact, the fact that the chemical companies, right, the drug companies, they're pushing their poisons, and the only reason that doctors are prescribing the poisons is because that's all that insurance covers, and that's the only way they can get paid. It's not because of efficacy. It's because that's so.
That's what's covered. Yeah.
Insurance companies are culprits here as well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if they had switched on to real wellness, we talked a little bit about wellness last hour, Ty. You fractional the cost of what these drugs are, especially the latest that are still in patent protection. But as I said about dangerous medical insurance, is that it guarantees that the most expensive treatments will be yours. That's not a good thing. And the American people, by and large, even in the holistic crowd, Ty, admittedly, have been brainwashed into believing they've got to have insurance. They've got to have insurance. You can't live without it. There's an insurance that comes from a far higher place, but the legitimate insurance would be truly catastrophic insurance, not the kind of coverage that we have today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. You know, a couple weeks ago, Robert, I was up in Detroit, and I interviewed Jay Matthews, and one of the things that he said really struck me. You know, as a pharmacist, he knows what he's talking about, and he says, you know, he looked at me, he was really serious. He said, Ty, I think that my problem was that my insurance was too good, because he said, I think that if I didn't have such good insurance, they wouldn't have done all this to Selena.
But exactly.
Because my insurance was so good, they threw everything at us, and as a result, you know, she's in the state that she is now.
Yeah, no, it's just validating what I've been saying for years, and I appreciate you sharing these stories, and I'm glad more of that's going to get out, because with each round of the quest for the cures continues, we'll bring more people into this reality that will make them less likely to become a victim of good medical insurance or good medical treatment, the standard of care, which rapidly is bringing out more death and misery, not health, healing, hope, and vitality or empowerment, which is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Outside the Box time. TMB, RSB, Super D. How are we going to help McDonald's? Let's see if we can help McDonald's next, because they're losing money. Maybe they can put something new on their menu.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB is with us. Outside the box. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. Links to all the wonderful things you can do, including CancerTruth.net. The quest for the cures does indeed continue. And, of course, our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. TMB, I know you're not eating at Mickey D's. And looking forward to you going to Art Thomas and saying hello to Richard there in Atlanta while you're there. But it is interesting to see that McDonald's, with all of the money and resources and the thousands of chains and outlets, they're having to close down while their formerly owned Chipotle is just cranking and growing as they go non-GMO.
Yeah, yeah, it's really. We ate at Chipotle last weekend to show support. We were on our way back from Joel Salatin's farm in Virginia.
Yep.
And we ate at Chipotle there in Roanoke, Virginia, and it's just phenomenal food. But so what's going on with Mickey D's now? They're going to go non-GMO?
No. You'd think, you know, maybe they could go a little less antibiotics or in their meat or something basic that would cater to their customers but not alienate them. But evidently, I don't know who's running the place. Maybe they just think they still own Chipotle, and they're going for something really, I guess they're saying, outside the box. Let me see. What is it that they're going to replace or add to the menu? Let's find out right about...
Yeah. Bird with Irving on him. A little backdoor action to McHale.
And McHale at this corner. McHale
for three.
McHale. Okay. They're offering McHale.
You know, he was one of my favorite players for the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale, and now he's the coach for the Rockets. So what's going on? Is it just the McDonald's and Houston are doing something? What's going on?
Super Don, you're going to have to help us out. What was that?
I'm just sitting here thinking about this. How awesome would it be for McDonald's to get Kevin McHale to be the spokesperson for announcing the McDonald's kale? McHale. That is so awesome.
The McHale sandwich. Well, evidently they had made fun of you know, all the people that want to eat healthy. I think there was I don't know, they were kind of dissing on people that are orthorexic or in that realm. And it's kind of a weird decision that there's like, well, let's bring kale in here. I don't know. Is it a sandwich? What are they doing? Are they throwing a few bits of kale in a greasy burger? I'm not sure, Super Don. I don't know. Do you have a McDonald's there where you live?
Well, yes, of course. Of course they have a McDonald's where I live. I think there's a McDonald's everywhere, although they are shutting a whole bunch of them down, so it may not be here much longer. But
Yeah.
No, here's the thing, guys. We grow kale at our house.
Yep.
We don't grow Kevin, but we grow kale.
Yes.
But we were talking about this over the break. The kale, the basil, the parsley, the oregano, these types of garnishings are the things that people typically throw away to get to the food that causes them to be sick. That's what they make the plate pretty with, and people push aside so they can get to the meat and potatoes.
I do remember kale from when I was a kid. We'd go out to the steakhouses, right? They'd have these big old salad bars and hot food bars and things. And all the way around it, they'd have these green garnishes that were kale. And I'm like thinking, why did they put this here? Is this, you can't eat that? Why can't you eat that? It looks like you could eat it, but no one ate it.
I remember used to think you couldn't eat it. But, there's probably more nutrition in those garnishments than there was in all of the food combined in the middle in the bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was just telling you over the break, this last weekend, we had a phenomenal salad there at the house that Charlene made. And hi, Charlene, honey, princess, and Bryce, Brianna, Tabitha, and Charity, I miss you, and I know that they're listening. But we've got a big garden there at the house, and we picked, the greens are just growing out of control at this point. We've got so much lettuce, so much kale, so much parsley and basil and cilantro. We just chopped a bunch of it down, threw it in a big bowl. Charlene put a bunch of peppers and tomatoes with it. We put some balsamic vinaigrette and olive oil and just made a huge salad. I tell you what, it was the best salad I've had in years.
Oh, man.
And so we're going to make one for you when you come up to see us in June.
I can't wait. Yes, remember, June 24th through 26th, the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists is going to be a bit of a reunion in Nashville. As we get together, TMB, RSB, buddy Paul Baratero is going to be there. Dr. Frank King is also going to be there. So it's going to be great. And there's going to be kale in, salad bowls in McDonald's. I'm still not going, but it's just kind of interesting.
Actually, it took me a minute to dig into this, but it's actually a breakfast bowl.
A breakfast bowl with kale.
And here's the kicker. They ran an ad, McDonald's did, making fun of kale.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Now it's coming back to bite them in the kale. All right, Kevin McHale, new spokesperson for the McHale sandwich. Maybe. All right, we'll be back. There are new stats on drug use. The dangerous ones are the ones approved by who? We'll get that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, DMB, you know, in the spring, like a lot of, I know you guys are homeschooling, but they have these science fairs where the kids kind of do projects and things.
You know about this? Sorry. I'm in the middle of chewing up some kale here.
Oh, no, not some McKale from McDonald's.
I'm just kale.
Okay, good. But you know how they do those science experiments and stuff? In school, right? I don't know. I guess you do that homeschooling too. And my son, you know, he's into like throwing things and, you know, moving things. He's a boy, right? So he's built this trebuchet, and you know, like who knows what a trebuchet is unless you watch.
I know what a trebuchet is.
You know what a trebuchet is. All right, so it's like this thing called pumpkin chunking that they do every Thanksgiving.
I've seen it.
Right?
You got skills out. You can watch them. They'll chunk it 100 yards.
Yeah, or more. But anyway. So his science experiment is that he and one of the other kids in school build a trebuchet. I thought they were building like a mini Lego trebuchet, but no, it's massive with 2x4s. I'm thinking, are you gonna take down a wall with that thing? Oh man! And then I can't say this on the air in case he's listening, but the elementary kids are doing a pretty interesting experiment. So maybe I'll report on that another time.
Okay.
But your experiment is just that you're growing incredible organic food that you can eat and probably feed the neighborhood.
Well, you know, we're really blessed that when we moved in, the people that owned the house before, they already had 5 raised beds that had organic soil, and they were all into what we're into. So it was, you know, really, it's a fertile place to start with. I was telling you over the break that last weekend we went out. Well, every day the girls are going out now, and Tabitha and Charity will pick 30, 40, maybe sometimes more strawberries every morning. So it's really incredible the way that food grows there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did not have that in South Texas.
No. I mean, the rocks that you have to dig through just to get in there, it was rough. So I'm so happy that you guys are able to do what we're inspiring and hopefully inspiring others to do. You're doing by example for sure here, in that growing your own food is something that you can do, especially if you have a family with kids, engage them. And if you don't have the place to do it, maybe you can volunteer at the kids' school if they go to school, and help out to set up a garden there. I mean, this is something we cannot waste any more time with, because how long will it be before it will be untenable to have food shipped in from South America, from China, or even across the country?
Yeah.
To feed
you. Well, here's the thing, Robert. You don't really need a ton of room to do it, a ton of land. We have a lot of acreage, but the actual part that we're growing food on is very, very small comparatively. You know, you could do it in the backyard easily to grow the amount of food that we're growing now, and it's just a matter of making that a priority. You know, one of the things that Joel Salatin said was that people need to prioritize nutrition. And so often people put that as last on their list. Everything else is more important. They don't make the time to cook. They don't make the time to grow food. They don't make the time to eat the way they should. He said you just got to prioritize it. And I know it's difficult if you're working, you're gone all day, and you know that you need to grow food, but you don't have time. You got to make time, because as Robert just said, we don't know how long we're going to have it to where they can get the food to the stores like they've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't known a time in our lifetime where stuff just wasn't available in the grocer's freezer, much less the produce section at these stores. So we don't know from that. Of course, our elders did. A different time where they had to grow, or they had to be connected to farms that were close, and it transformed in the 20th century. This is where, you know, Liam's research has opened up a lot for all of us to recognize that we all have slaves. It's called oil slaves that do things that you couldn't get enough humans to be able to do efficiently, and you know, that is not always going to be the case. Now, it might be for another decade. I don't know, but I'd certainly like to prepare my kids for a time where it might be a simpler time, where it might be going back in time. And I don't think that's all that bad either. I mean, what is wrong with connecting back to the land and living along the rhythms of the natural world? I think that's pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool, but the big caveat here is at times, most of the time, we're so connected to the modern way of life, the modern technology, the modern, you know, just-in-time inventory of the stores that it's wise to prepare for that and learn while you can instead of having to learn when you must.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, and that is why the imperative is on, to do that, to grow, to learn, and you know, do, even if you don't like your neighbors, find a way to tolerate them and say, hey, let's you know, maybe do a garden together. Something that engages folks in a way that we're not so disconnected. I've said this for many years, too, that the reliance on drugs that we're taught from an early age, it really teaches us to not communicate with one another. Why? Because our cells are screaming out in pain, in anguish. There are things that are trying to tell us about what we're doing to them. And instead of listening and altering our behavior, our diet, etc., we put in a drug that, you know, basically snuffs them out. And then we wonder where cancer comes from. Now, our elders, my elders in my family, again, I've had cancer in my family. You, of course, you know, this is what inspired your journey and your mission, Ty, as well. And the choices that you're making with your family now and your kids, as I've done, it's transformed our lives and theirs. Because if you're going to say, well, cancer, it's all genetic, well, cancer ran in your family, it ran in mine, and we're doing something differently and then expecting not the same result but a different result, and that's very rational. That's not the insanity, unfortunately, that much of the world is living in right now.
It's not, and that's actually epigenetics, right? We're practicing epigenetics, practicing putting good things in our body that can stop that genetic expression that may be already there predetermined, but the outcome is not predetermined.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the point of making these choices. It's not that you got lucky or that you were unlucky. It's that what manifests is based on certain principle rules and guidelines that actually run this universe that we're in. And, of course, the arrogance of man says, no, we can out-create it, we can synthesize it, and there shall be no consequences or unintended things happening. And, of course, that's the disaster that we see, which is a big reason why the vaccine mandates are so frightening for so many, because they're recognizing the danger, and you won't even have the choice to say no if you can't homeschool. But even if you homeschool, eventually they're coming for you, and they're coming for the parents as well. Now, there's interesting news about the danger of drugs. And it turns out this article is saying the drugs that are more dangerous are the ones that are legal. And they don't even go as far as we would do, TMB. They're talking about smoking cigarettes, and they're talking about drinking alcohol, illegal drugs, if you will, that it's creating much more damage to society than the ones that are illegal. But they're not even bringing into the mix the FDA-approved, pharmaceutical-approved variety, and that would add it and make it even more devastating.
Yeah, it would, but, you know, if you just look at those two things, if you look at cigarettes, you look at alcohol, I mean, look at the damage that both of them cause. I mean, how many people are killed each year in accidents that are caused by drunk drivers? How many people are murdered in fits of rage from people that are drunk? You know, how many spouses are beaten up because of somebody that's drunk?
Mm-hmm.
You look at cigarettes, it's not necessarily the nicotine that's bad, the tobacco that's bad. It's really the chemicals and the processing. But you look at all the deaths due to smoking from lung cancer. I mean, it dwarfs anything on the other side of the aisle from what is called illegal drugs. I mean, it's not even a comparison.
No, not at all. And I think, again, it's interesting, like the Blaze, who's the guy from the Blaze? It's the main guy.
That's Glenn.
Glenn Beck, right?
Glenn Beck, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a conservative guy. I don't think he was into natural stuff. In fact, he might have made fun of us before. And then he went through some devastating chronic illnesses and ailments, and he was told, you've got to get off of all additives and preservatives and coloring, all of that stuff that we've been talking about. And suddenly, he had that life-changing experience where, you want to die? Do you want to live? If you want to live, come with me. You know, basically, you're going to have to eat differently.
You know, sometimes that's what it takes. It takes you, you know, facing a crisis where you say, look, my life's at stake here, and I'm going to do, you know, maybe something that I wasn't ever taught, maybe something that seems countercultural at this point, but it's the only thing that makes sense at this point, because I think innately we all know that the poisonous foods and the toxins that we're exposed to, they're causing us damage. You know, maybe Glenn Beck got to a point where he said, you know what, maybe I've made fun of those organic foodists in the past, but maybe at this point this is my only option left. And, you know, it worked for him. He's still here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, it's interesting as they've done more of those stories. But, again, this particular article didn't go as far as we would go in terms of acknowledging that the legal drugs include, that go beyond the ones that they say are a choice, you know, your choice to smoke, your choice to drink. They like to say, well, it's not a choice to take a drug. You just have to take a drug. Well, in fact, the drugs that are approved by the government are the devastatingly dangerous ones, because these synthetic components, you know, the body doesn't know what to do with them. They're destructive of function. They're not, you know, promoting balance and honoring the wisdom, the innate intelligence, if you will, of the body.
Right. They're not. And, you know, as we've mentioned many times before, on their own website, the FDA admits 100,000 deaths due to properly prescribed prescription drugs each year. And isn't it ironic that they can get away with that, but you have somebody that sells a, you know, an organic apple that somebody gets a tummy ache from, and they're going to go after the farmer.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's crazy. It is the Matrix. That's why when I do the cancer lecture, it's always entitled Unplugged from the Matrix, because it really is bizarre. I think we're so accustomed to the bizarreness that we lose appreciation for really how bizarre it is.
Mm-hmm.
This medical matrix that we're living in, where properly prescribed prescription drugs can kill you, and that's okay, and no one's held accountable. But if a man in California has a raw food dairy and mislabels his cheese,
right,
they'll haze him and throw him in jail for 6 months and torture him.
Yeah. Man, I just the more we review these stories that we've been covering for years together, writing about, talking about, you know, doing the taping that you're doing with the Quest for the Cures, the more you question, how would you say, being human, if you will, how gullible it is to be human, how willing you are to be misled and adopt things that are very detrimental to your health and the health of your children. And only as they force more of this on you do you then wake up at a certain level. That was your threshold of pain or discomfort where you go, whoa, 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 all right, I put up with it then, but no, this is too far. And a lot of people have to go very far, like devastating cancer diagnoses, before they're willing to be awake and aware enough to make changes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just human nature. You know, you tend to push it and push it and push it until finally you get a point, a line in the sand. You got to make a decision at that point. And that's happened to a lot of people. And fortunately for some of them, they wise up before it's too late. You know, I think of Chris Wark.
Right, yes.
Cured his cancer with just food.
Yeah, exactly. Let your food be your medicine, folks. Make it orthorexic. Or non-GMO. Right. Non-GMO. All right, we got to take a break here. TMB, RSB, outside the box. Do you support the troops or is it the cops? How do you tell the difference between the troops and the cops anymore? We're going to get into that story next. Stunning. The body armor that's coming down your street. All right, we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB, since you're in Atlanta, and tomorrow you might be going by the American Cancer Society or the Centers for Disease Control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We got to warn you because they've taken these tactics, you know, when we talk about natural medicine, right, because they're the scientists, right? They have their religion of science or scientism or sci-fientism, in fact. So, for instance, if you happen to go by the American Cancer Society,
right,
and you say the word, well, for lack of a better way to say it, I mean if you say homeopathy, they're going to respond. You know, they call it woo-woo medicine, right? I don't know where they get the word. We speculated on it. But in case you hear it, there's a woo-woo alert, and you should be get out of there if you do it. But if you go by the ACS and say homeopathy, this is what you may hear tomorrow.
Now, you know what? I'll bet you Ty may recognize where that
comes
from.
Some of those woos?
That's Ric Flair, buddy.
That's Ric Flair, baby.
See, they borrowed Ric Flair from the old wrestling time to put their alert on to scare us. But we're not intimidated. We're not. But if we want to play at their level, we have to have an equivalency. And Super D is never above or below, you know, given turnabout as fair play. So if we hear them yell, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs, this is what we're going to say. So just so we're clear, right? If we're going to go down to that level, that's where we got to go.
That makes about as much sense as the word woo. So,
exactly. You know. Woo, which is sexist, by the way. It's very sexist. Women, you should stand up and say, no, don't say woo. Don't say woo. Now, getting to the police state, something we've talked about a lot, getting outside the box here, the political left and right should come together on this. This is kind of scary. American cops now are more heavily armed than frontline U.S. combat soldiers in active war zones. Rafael Rivera, who served in the U.S. Army for 7 years, writes, "The police in Ferguson have better armor and weaponry than my men and I did in the middle of a war." And Ferguson isn't alone. Police departments across the U.S. are armed for war. One more thing here, TMB, the Hill notes Senator McCaskill, who is a far-left liberal, pointed out that in some places local police departments are more heavily armed than the National Guard. Have you seen witness of this where you are? I know in Texas we're hearing stories about things going on too.
You know, I haven't seen them that heavily armed in Tennessee. I know they are. I haven't physically seen them. I saw a lot more in Texas, probably because it's just a much higher population. There's more people. But you know, that was one of the things that I was talking with the guys down on the trip here to Atlanta was the fact that, you know, 20 years ago, if you did, like, something minor, you know, you had a really good chance of a cop just saying, hey, you know what, why don't you watch it next time?
Right.
Now, you do something, just some minor infraction, you better watch out, because, I mean, they may tase you or just kill you or and then plant a gun and say that you drew on them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really a completely different paradigm than we had 20-plus years ago with the police where, even then in the early 90s, you could still see that you know, the old Adam 12 logo to protect and to serve still in force. Now, it's, you know, that's long by the wayside now.
Well, it's a reflection, I believe, of a drug culture, because these, you know, a lot of the kids that are grown to be cops now, maybe they served in the military. They've been so messed up with vaccines. They may have mercury in their teeth. They're on medicines as well, and they can't think clearly. And there's a lot of anger issues, hypoglycemia. There's no chromium in these kids or cops. So there's a lot of things that are out of their control. Now, I'm not excusing them, but this is the society breakdown because of the nutritional breakdown, the toxicological breakdown. Someone identifying himself as an 82nd Airborne Army veteran observing the Ferguson police scene commented that we rolled lighter than that in an actual war zone. The Huffington Post reports many combat veterans have pointed out that SWAT officers are more heavily armed and outfitted than they themselves were while patrolling the streets of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow, that's pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Where should they be armed?
Yeah.
Should they? I mean, what are they armed for? I mean, they're armed against us.
Yeah, that's the thing. Second Amendment, folks, you better embrace it now or else they'll try to take it away. And remember, it's not a right granted to you by government. It's a right that you have by God, the right to defend yourself, and especially from a government that has overgrown its constitutional limitations. That's what the Founding Fathers set up. Not my words, but I'm just relaying them. Hey, TMB, Naples, Florida, Friday night.
Looking forward to it, buddy. Really looking forward to it. And great show tonight, by the way. Thanks for saving me.
Awesome. Yes, you got it. Love to all the family. We'll see you down in Florida in a couple of days. In the meantime, tell your friends. Thanks, Barbara Lowe Fisher. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhelp.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhelp.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.